He tapped his pen against his textbook, hardly listening to the homeroom teacher, Mrs. Hathaway, running through the morning announcements. His mind was on the vow he'd made to himself. I am going to kill someone before graduation. Murder had always fascinated him, but it was time to stop thinking about it and do it. He didn't care if this made him different than other people, all because he didn't view the world through a distorted lens of right and wrong. That didn't make him evil either. It made him unique. And since when did homicide become taboo? It had been around since the start of time, when one caveman bashed in the head of another. A glorious, bloody, pulpy mess. But he wanted his first kill to do more than satisfy his lust. It had to mean something to him. It certainly wouldn't be about glory or fame, but rather the experience. He'd sink his blade into the flesh of a breathing person. The anticipation alone, at drawing in the sight, smell, and feel of blood, at seeing his hands dripping red, it made him hard. It would just be him and his victim, intimate and sublime, like all those films he watched on the internet while holed up in his bedroom. He had set up layers of encryption with passwords and hidden his IP address using proxy servers. This left him free to search the dark web and indulge his desires without restriction, without judgment. Online, he was with his own people. They understood his urges. His parents had no idea what fantasies aroused him in the night. His mother called him "my little boy," but it was her and him against his father. That man was the evil one. Naval officer and upstanding member of society from the outside, while behind closed doors he ruled over his family in tyranny. It was time to stop being the victim of his father's moods, donning the black eyes and busted lips, being forced to lie about how he'd gotten hurt. "I tripped and fell," or some other story. He was done with all of that. He was sure once he'd killed, he'd be able to put up a bolder and stronger defense against his father. Show him who was really in charge. That was why he had to act soon. He even had his first picked out. Mrs. Hathaway clapped her hands to recapture everyone's attention. "Before you leave, I've been asked to let you know." Hathaway droned on, something about the prom committee looking for volunteers, while he watched the object of his desire. She was beautiful. Long black hair spun like silk, slight build, curvy hips, and plump breasts. And most boys in the graduating class wanted to hook up with her. But when he screwed her, his mind was on her milky complexion and what it would feel like to pierce her delicate flesh.